Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Ben, you come. Bring the message tonight. Mind the Lord. Yeah, that'd be fine, brother. You just mind the Lord.
I'll try not to tear it up.
You tear it up, I don't care. We'll buy another. Amen.
Lord, help me real good.
We thank God for the opportunity to be here. We really do. We've already heard. Amen. You know, I was sitting there and I was thinking as the choir got up and sung, and you know, most of us was raised that you didn't get dessert until you had supper. I'm glad that the God gives us a little dessert sometimes at the beginning, ain't you? I don't know about you, amen, but I'm glad I'm saved. I thank God for the young ones, amen, that got up. Wonderful. Brother Kevin, you're blessed with a lot of young people. Thank God for that. I tell you, church, I look around, amen, I told Karen when I pulled in, I said, his crowds are growing. That's good. Amen. Amen. God wants us to be blessed, amen. First, we got to be blessed in here. Amen. Amen. Children, we need to grow spiritually. Amen. But praise God, and that ain't nothing wrong, amen, with a church overflowing. Amen. Actually, it's a good thing when God's in it. Amen. I'm glad God's here. I really am. Amen. Now, I've got some scripture, and I'm going to try to get to it just in a little bit. Amen, children, that praise God. So you pray for us. Amen, we don't know in that just exactly what God's intention is. Amen, in that this evening. Amen, but if you're here, amen, you don't know the Lord and the free pardon of sin, there's no better place than this place. There's no better time than this time. Amen. Praise God, children, I'm glad that God, amen, is still able. Amen. The song of sister, I'm glad he lifted me out, amen. I'm glad what he's done for me, amen. Praise God, I know the road that I was on, amen. Children, that I tell this story everywhere, probably told it here, amen, but I was born in Louisville, Kentucky, amen. Praise God, and I've seen a lot of things some of the adults here probably has never seen, amen. Amen, children, that praise God, I've seen winos, drunks, amen, passed out on the street, amen, seen homosexual, I've seen it all, amen. I'm not talking about the ones that's playing it today, amen. Amen, children, that praise God and that, but I want you to know, amen, children, I was taught about God.
Right.
Go ahead. Amen. Yeah. I was not made to go to church. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen, children, that praise God. And amen, then we moved to Tennessee when I was about 8 years old, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You know in Jeremiah where the Bible says, amen, children, that God told Jeremiah, even before you was in your mother's womb, I knew thee.
Right.
Amen, I believe the Lord knew me. Amen. And I believed, amen, if he hadn't got me out of the place, amen, that I was at, I'd either be dead or in prison today. Because of the road that I was on. 8 years old, I knew a lot of things. Seen a lot of things. Amen. And praise God, I know what was in my mind. Amen. Amen, children, that good. We moved down here, amen, went to church, amen, a few times with our grandparents, wouldn't make go to church. Mom and Dad did teach us that there was a God and that he had a son. Amen. They taught us those things. Amen, children, that praise God. But that ain't enough. Amen. Bible says even the devils believe and fear and tremble. Amen. Amen. If you're here this evening, amen, there's something lacking in your heart. I'll guarantee you this. Amen. By the presence that I feel of God, amen, there's a little trembling. You can do something about it tonight. Amen. All you got to do is come to the altar. It's less than that. All you got to do is surrender to God.
Amen.
Amen, children. I believe there have been a lot of people saved before they ever got the altar.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, amen, show that then. Amen, show, and the brother mentioned it this morning. I thank God, amen, for the old rugged cross, but I thank God for the church.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That prayed for me.
Amen.
That lifted my name up to him. Amen. Got a little conviction in their heart. Amen, that God would convict my heart. Amen, Chung, that praise God, my last year of high school. Amen, Chung, God begin to deal with me. Amen, Chung, that praise God, and I spent many a night, amen, Chung, that being a tough guy during the day. Amen, crying myself to sleep at night. Amen, praise God, because I didn't want to go to hell. Hell's real today. Amen, I want you to know something. Amen, it don't matter how good or bad you are. In this life, like the brother said, you must be born again. Amen. Amen, children, that praise God. And without that, amen, without salvation,
right.
Amen, hell's your home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says that hell was not prepared, amen, for mankind,
right. But
for the devil and his angels. Amen, children, that praise God. So, amen, children, amen, there's a lot of places in that in this life that we don't want to go to. Amen, but praise God in that. That place, I'll guarantee you, you don't want to go, but you may find yourself there if you don't get what you need here. Amen. Amen, children, that praise God. But I want to talk about, amen, I praise God in that. It went on about a year. Amen, God began to deal with my heart. Amen, I like telling this too. Amen, children, that praise God. Through my senior year of high school, I met my wife. Amen, we courted, amen, and praise God in that. It come down. I told her, amen, I said, we're going to start going to church. Amen. That little old preacher, about 80-some year old, was at that church. Amen. Preached my life to me. Amen. Told me everything, amen, that I was and what I was doing. Amen. I didn't get saved that night. Amen. I grabbed the hold of the seat and I held back. Amen. But praise God, I took my girlfriend home, my wife. Amen. Went home, got into bed, cried, and begged God to give me one more opportunity.
Amen.
Now, children, I know that we want to believe, amen, that God will give us an opportunity. But he made the way at Calvary.
Amen.
Amen, that whosoever will.
Yep.
Amen, children, that praise God. And if you deny the call of God, you're in danger.
You're right.
Amen. Amen. When God comes calling you, amen, and he does that through the church. And Brother Kevin, that's what I want to talk about this evening. Amen. But evidently somebody is needing a little direction this evening.
Go ahead.
Amen. Think about this. Think about somebody, amen, that loved you and I so much. Amen. No matter how rotten, mean, drunkard, whoremonger, adulterer, we were. He let his son die. Amen. That we could have life. Think about that. Amen. Children, in that praise God, was I worthy? I know of myself, I was not worthy. If I'd have got what I deserved, amen, I'd have died in my sin and hell would be my home. Amen. I want to tell you a little something about hell. Amen. There ain't going to be no party there.
Right.
Amen. You ain't going to die and it be over neither.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says, amen, torment. Amen. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Children, you ever thought about that? Amen. You ever seen a dog, amen, that's got injured? Amen. It'll dig, amen, bite, chew at whatever. Amen. Wherever that injury's at. I had an uncle, amen, that had a dog, amen, that got caught up in a fence, couldn't get out. It gnawed its foot off to get loose. That's the gnawing that's going to take place in hell.
Go ahead.
Amen. To ease the pain. Amen. But you know something? There's going to be no relief. Amen. They're going to be none whatsoever. And I want you to know something. There's somebody else. Amen. That's already got his place there. Amen. Praise God in that. And he's going to be no greater than you. Amen. So he can't help you here. And he won't be able to help you there. And his name is Satan. Amen. Praise God. He paints a pretty picture today, don't he? Amen. He's got us believing. Amen. I praise God. And that as we look out across this land, that there's no hope. There's hope. Christ is still on the throne. Amen. He's still making intercession. I love that scripture over there in 2 Peter. Amen. Where it says God is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward. Church, you know who he's talking about? Me and you, praise God. Amen. That lost one. Amen. That we've got a desire. Amen. Praise God to see saved. Amen. God does too.
Amen.
And he hears our prayer. Amen. God's the one that does the saving. This is the wonderful thing. He does it through us. Amen. Amen, Brother Kevin. Amen. God, amen, left us, amen, to be that light. Amen, churning that, praise God. That light, amen, that they may see and realize. And I don't believe there's a lost person if they're in the house this evening, amen, through the singing and the things that I have felt myself, amen, praise God, that they can't see that God is real. God's real. Amen. Praise God. And there's a better day someday. Amen. Amen. The next night, amen, children, that, praise God. I'll tell you the way the devil works. Amen. I went, fell off to sleep that night and was determined, brother, I was going to church. Amen. Got up the next day and got in through the day. I went out to, amen, my girlfriend's house. Amen. The whole time the devil said, well, you don't have to go. You don't need to go. Not tonight. Amen. Praise God in that. But I had enough in there that I knew. The Lord had done showed me I couldn't save myself. Amen. I couldn't save myself. There was nothing I could do to escape hell. Amen. Amen, children, that, praise God. Now, amen, children, what? The battle the church has today, amen, is these religious people in the world. Amen, praise God, that wants to say, well, it's this easier, it's that simple. Amen, I'll agree to this. Amen, salvation is simple. Amen, and it's easy. Amen, once you figure out, amen, that it's not you, it's him, and you'll come and humble your heart, amen, God will save you. He said, ask what you will. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. I want to say something. Amen. Amen, children. That all the world that don't get saved, it's going to be because they didn't want to.
That's right.
Amen. We don't like those things. Amen, children, that God is not a dictator. But I want you to know there's some qualification, amen, that you've got to have. First of all, you got to realize that you're lost and you can't help yourself. Amen, and then you got to realize that he's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And praise God, when you realize that and you come boldly, amen. I tell people all the time, I don't know. Amen. This June, it'll be 40 years. 40 years ago that God, amen, picked me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on the solid rock. Amen. Amen. And established my goings. Amen. Amen, children, that praise God. And that, and we can make a lot of excuse, but I'm not one. And I've not found it in this book, amen. I praise God after we get saved, Brother Kevin, there's no excuse. Amen, children, that praise God. If we do wrong, we've got to admit the wrong we've done. Amen, children, there's none of this will God understand. Amen, God understood. That's the reason he sent his son in the flesh to condemn sin. In the flesh, praise God. Show us a perfect way.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And the little kids used to sing this song all the time. Amen. He's still working on me. And he's still working on me. Amen. But praise God, it's without excuse. I want you to know something. Amen, children, that the Word of God teaches us. Amen. And in the Gospel of John, amen, he said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'm going away. But I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll send you the Comforter, and he shall teach you all things. Amen. Praise God. Unless we just get so far away from God, amen, that we don't know which way's up. That's in the book too.
Sure, brother.
Amen. But I want you to know something. God still knows who's his.
That's right.
Amen. And woe be unto us. Amen. If we fail, amen, children, that praise God to walk with him. Amen. Amen, child. No, I don't believe in, amen, children, losing anything. But praise God, I believe in the chastening rod of God. Amen. Amen. Those I love, I rebuke and chasten. Those without chastisement are bastards and not sons.
That's right.
Look around you today. I read today, amen, children, that praise God. A tree is known by its fruit. Amen, sir. Open your eyes. Amen. There's a world full of people out there that have religion, but they don't have salvation. Amen. Religion only gets you so far. Amen. Being a member of this church, amen. I'm going to go that way, Brother Kevin, all right? Amen. Being a member of this church, amen, may help you. Amen. With the people here, amen. They may respect you, amen. And if you do things right, amen, praise God in that, and they don't see those bad things in you, amen, you may get along. Amen. You may, amen, turning that in the community, people may look to you. Amen, children, that praise God, but being membership won't get you to heaven.
Amen.
Being born again will.
That's right.
And I'm afraid, Brother Kevin, a lot of people took conviction for salvation.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Children, I want you to know that night I got down. Amen, I cried and I pleaded and I asked God to forgive me of everything that I could remember. Amen, children, that praise God. Now, I don't know, I'd not seen her, amen, but Kevin's mother was my school teacher, and she knew a little bit about me. Amen. Praise God, she probably could tell you a thing or two. Amen, children, that praise God. I wasn't a terrible boy. Amen. But I was very mischievous. Amen. Praise God in that. And listen, amen, children, that praise God in that. That change that took place, it changed me inside and out. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, a spring can't bring forth bitter and sweet.
That's right.
Amen. Now, Brother Kevin, he worked on me. Amen. And when I messed up, brother, amen, he tapped on my heart. Amen. I'll share a story with you. I hadn't been saved very long. Amen. Children, maybe just started preaching. Amen. I praise God. And that's back when HBO and Cinemax, you got it through the cable system. Amen. Praise God. And it cost about $10 extra a month. Amen. I didn't have the extra $10. And this is a sad thing about it. And I like to tell it. Now, listen, I want you to know I've got respect for this man, or had respect. He's gone on now. Amen. But he told me something he should have never told me. He told me how to get that HBO illegal. Amen. And brother, I tried it. I tried it. If you come up here, I believe I can still show you the scar. Amen. Praise God, I rolled that antenna wire out there. He said, you go out so far and you start cutting into that wire. Amen. And there'll be a place where you cut into it and you'll be able to pick that signal up. And I went to cut and I had an old dull knife because the antenna wire's got just a little bit of copper on each side. Amen. So it ain't impossible to cut through it. Amen. But praise God, in that it takes a little effort. I stuck my finger under there and I ran through that and I, boy, right through my knife finger I went. 9 stitches. Amen. Emergency room visit. Amen. That little, amen, mistake on my part cost me far more than if I'd have just went and got it. And that's what God showed me. Amen. After I went to the bedroom, see, I don't like needles. Amen. In my own blood, I can look at your blood all day. But when it's my blood, amen, I get a little queasy. Amen. I went and jumped on the bed to talk to Karen. She laughs about it now. Amen. Praise God in that. And amen. I wallered and I squalled a little bit. Amen. And I looked at it and I told her, I said, we've got to go. Took 9 stitches. I got home. Amen. I went and grabbed that wire, jerked it out and throwed it outside. God done taught me. Amen. And so there's things that we've got to learn. And just because the world does it, amen, or even your church brother or sister, it does not make it right. Amen. Go by the conviction of your heart. Amen. Because God said he'd teach you. Amen. All things. Amen. But there's a lot of things in our world today, amen, praise God, that's become acceptable.
You're right.
That you'll not find in the Word of God.
Hey, sure.
Amen. Listen, I've got a son that's adopted 2 little kids. Amen. Because mommy and daddy didn't want to care for them. Didn't mind having them. Didn't want to care for them. Amen. And that little girl, she's having some struggles. I desire your prayers on her behalf. Amen. And a lot of us, we don't have no clue about those things. We don't know what some of these kids live through. Amen. Amen. When she first comes, she'd hide food under her bed. And she was just small, about 4 or 5 year old when she come. She worried about that little brother because she had to take care of him when she was over there. Amen. And my son and my daughter-in-law said, you don't have to worry about that now, honey. You don't have to worry about being hungry. But it took her a long time to get past that. Amen. And she still has struggles. She needs prayer. Amen. She needs the Lord in her life. She's getting to that age. She's about 9. So she's there. When she realizes, when God speaks to her heart, amen, then it'll be time. Amen. Children, I'm not one of these, amen, believe you got to be a certain age. My youngest son, the one works with Brother Kevin, 7-year-old, amen. Children, one night he got real sick laying on the couch. Amen. Mama was taking care of him. Amen. He looked up at her and he said, I told you if I died, I'd go to hell. Oh, she went into a fit. Come running in there to me. Amen. I went in there and said, what'd you say, son? He said, I told you if I died, I'd go to hell. I said, well, we need to pray then, don't we? Amen. Wasn't long he got saved. Amen. But first of all, you got to realize, amen, that when death comes, where are you going? Where are you going? Amen. Don't matter how good you've been. Amen. It matters who's in you. I want to tell you something. Amen, children, that praise God. It's a wonderful thing about our God. Amen. Jesus Christ is on the right hand of the Father making intercession for me, and yet he walks with me every day.
Thank God.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm glad of that. Amen. I'm glad. Amen. And that's what I want to talk about. I was going to read this, but amen, I done took up this much time. I'm going to talk about it. Amen. God be my helper. And this is for the church. Amen. First of all, we got to realize, amen, how important we are. Amen? You're important this evening. If you've been born again, you're important. Amen? Praise God. And that, and the Lord began to ask them a question. Amen? Who do they say that I am?
Right.
Who do they say that I am? Amen. They say, well, some say John. Amen. Some say this. Amen. Praise God. And that Elias or Jeremiah. Amen. Or one of the prophets. He said, but who do you say I am?
That's right.
Amen. Old Peter jumped up there real quick. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God.
Hey.
This funny thing. Wasn't too many verses later. He tried to rebuke the Lord.
Right.
What did the Lord say? Get away from me, Satan.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes the Lord has to tell us that to get our attention.
Yeah.
Amen. Because sometimes we act foolishly.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. Children, that praise God. But I want you to know Peter loved the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't you never, amen, say Peter, amen, wasn't, amen, a good apostle of God, amen, because when, amen, Jesus was led away, he was left alone. We're never alone. Amen? And Jesus tried to tell him, amen, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me. Amen. Oh, not me. Amen. He was the very one, amen, that wielded the sword. When the Lord was there, he was ready to fight.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes it's easy, praise God, especially when we have a wonderful service. It's easy to be ready to fight.
Yeah.
Church, we got to be ready to fight all the time.
Hey.
Amen.
Right, brother.
All the time. Amen, children, that praise God. When we go out to fight, amen, children. Well, brother, I have bad days. I do too. I tell people this. Now, don't take it the wrong way. They, some days I feel more saved than I do others.
You're right. Yeah, sure.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Some days, praise God, I get up and I start my journey. Praise God, and here it comes. This side, that side.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Instead of just taking steps back and saying, now, Lord, I need your help. If I ain't careful, I'll make decisions on my own. And what does that do? That gets me in more trouble.
You're right.
Sure. Amen. I want you to understand that. Amen, children, that praise God this evening. I want us to realize the importance of the church, of the living church. I want to tell you something. We don't even realize how much power we've got.
You're right.
Amen. Amen. Now, our parents and grandparents, they had a sense of it. Amen. And they made things change in their community. Amen. And even in the world. Amen. I want you to think about this. Amen. World War II. Amen. When Japanese went down there, amen, they just about destroyed the whole naval fleet of America. Amen. And they still lost. You want to know why?
Yeah,
bro. Amen, children, that praise God, because mommies and daddies were praying. Amen, praise God. Not only did they defeat Japan, they defeated Germany also.
You're right. Sure. Thank God for it.
Amen. Power of prayer. I'll tell you something. I'll be honest with this. If we went to battle right now, I don't think we could win a battle. Amen. Unless them good old saints went to praying.
Yeah.
Amen.
Still where it's at,
that's where it's at. Praise God. It's where it's always been, and it ain't going to change.
Right.
Amen. But America thought they've got to a place they don't need God. Amen. They're one of the nations that's going down because they forgot God.
That's right. You're right.
Amen. But there's power in the church.
Sure.
Amen. We've got in a hurry today. We want God to answer right now. And we need it to be in God's time.
Amen.
And if we'll get in tune, amen, you know, it's like this piano. Amen. When it's in tune, you just listen to the choir. Amen. It's wonderful. Same way with the instruments. Add them in, all in tune, praise God. It's great. Amen. Yes, God. Amen. Children, that praise God. We've got to get in tune with God also.
Yep.
Amen. We've got to get in tune with one another. I could show you scripture, amen, that we've got to mind the same things and we've got to walk the same way. Amen. Amen, children. You can't be off over doing your own thing over there, not have no time. Amen. For the church. Amen. And those that are in need. Praise God, you can't run off. Amen. And do. Amen. And go to the ball game. Children, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Everything's got its place. I will tell you this. Amen. If you ain't real strong, you'll get lured of it. Amen. If you ain't careful, you'll get to where you do more shouting at the ball game than you do the church house. Amen. If you ain't careful, you go down to the beach. Amen. Put on your bathing suit. Amen. And praise God. And that praise God come back and want to dress that way here. Amen. Now listen, I believe that bathing suit's made to swim in, not to look good in. Amen. Ladies, the only man that needs to see your body is your husband. Amen. Men, the only ones that needs to see your old hairy chest is your wife. And your hairy legs.
Go ahead.
Huh? Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd go there, but that's all right. Church, I want us to understand. Amen. We're drifting too far from the shore. Amen. The world is enticing us. Amen. And we're slipping away from the power of God.
You're right. Yeah.
And if we want things to change, oh, brother, they can. Yeah, they can too. Don't you tell me they can't. My God's able. Amen. Bible says what things are impossible with man are possible with my God. Amen. And he is my God too. I want you to know that. Amen. Listen, I've switched jobs since I've been over here and I'm working in a place. Man, the language is awful. And probably some of y'all work there too, or in a place like that anyway. But I'll tell you what I find. I find when you get to talking to them, half of them believe in God, been saved.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yeah. But there's no difference in their language.
Wrong.
Something wrong.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
But now we was told from the get-go, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other. Can't bring religion in there. Listen, I'm not afraid to, but I'm going to be careful, Kevin. I've got to mind the Lord. And I know this. I've been on this road long enough. God will open the door for me. Amen. Eventually. Sooner than later, sometimes it's in slight things. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, church. The best testimony you'll ever give is how you live in front of them. Amen. Amen, children, that praise God, because sometimes you don't have to say nothing. Amen. First day on the job, there was a man a few years older than me, buddy. He would just laying her out there left and right. Tried to get me to take part in it. I looked at him, I said, I don't talk that way. I don't talk that way. He stopped in his tracks. He watches his mouth, but he still talks bad. But he watches. And sometimes he wants to have a conversation with me. And I will as much as I can, but church, we live in a messed up world. They believe anything today. Amen? And it's up to you and I to show them the child of God and the light of God. Amen. Now, listen. Amen, children. That praise God. We go on down through here. Amen, children. That and he looked at Peter, and he said, "I say unto thee, Peter, upon this rock, what rock? Amen. There's only one. He became the head of the corner. His name is Jesus Christ. I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." prevail against it.
That's right. Thank God.
Now listen, we own the winning side. We ain't losing. Amen.
Right.
But it's time to get to winning.
Amen.
Amen. That's just like a ball game. Amen. Praise God. We grow up our kids. We put them in T-ball or basketball, soccer, whatever it is. We put them in that. And if they don't never go and they don't never try, they can't never win, can they? Amen. There's a lot of battles today that need to be won. And it's up to you and me. Amen. So it says this, because this is the part that I was really wanting to get to. He says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. The keys. Where's your keys at? Did you leave them at home? Have you forgot where you put them? Amen. Praise God. Think about that just a minute. We have the power. Church used to sing that song. We have the power. Amen. And we do. Amen. And I begin to think about keys. It don't say you have the key. It said the keys. Amen. Plural. Amen. Children that praise God. And it don't matter. Amen. I may not be able to sing a lick. Amen. But there's something that God's given me the ability to do. Amen. And I'll add to them keys. I know the Lord done showed me that one. Amen. I've been guilty. Don't listen, I know what I'm talking about because I've been guilty. Amen. Used to. Amen. Children that praise God. Used to. Amen. Didn't take much spirit to get me started. Amen. And when I got started, a lot of times, amen, children, I didn't go too quietly. Amen. Praise God. I may preach an hour, hour and a half. Amen. That youngest son, one time he timed me. Amen. We was going home and he just smiled. He said, Dad, you know you preached 2 hours tonight. I said, well, it felt like about 15 minutes. Amen. Now, amen, I don't say that. It ain't in a long-winded preacher. Amen. It ain't in that. It's in what God gives you to do. Amen. I remember the first thing God gave me to do was sing a song. And from singing that song, God blessed me to shout, called me to preach. Amen. When you have a desire to use them keys, young ones, listen to me. Amen. You've done a wonderful job, a wonderful job. But as you get older, the devil's going to tempt you with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Don't worry about the in crowd. I know we think we can't never grow up. Amen. I spent all my childhood waiting till I got 18 so I could do what I wanted. Amen.
Yeah.
July the 12th, that'd be 40 years ago. And I want to tell you something. I don't know where the time went. Amen. I've got boys in their 30s. Amen. I've got a granddaughter, amen, 16-year-old. Amen. It's not important, amen, to be in the crowd. Amen. It's not important to dress like the world. It's important to grab a hold of the Lord and never turn him loose.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Will you be tried? Yes, you will. Amen. When I first started preaching, got my little feelings hurt one time. Amen. I went home. Amen. Didn't know if I was going to go back. Amen. Went back. Why? Because God. Amen. God is able. Amen. He's always able. Amen. Did everything get made right? No, it didn't. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. These wolves in sheep's clothing in our world today.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. And I've learned down through the years, amen, that everybody says, Lord, Lord. Amen. Some of them ain't even going now. But like the brother said, they ain't going to enter in.
Right.
Amen. And I want you to understand that. But he said, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. And he says, what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what you loosen shall be loosened.
Amen.
Now what's happened? Amen. With a lot of amen churning that, praise God. I don't believe it's here. But I want to encourage you. Amen. I told last church I pastored, I told them, I said, listen, amen, children, when that we big, oh, we ain't gonna let that happen here. We ain't gonna do that. Amen. We ain't gonna have a program. We ain't gonna sing this many songs. We ain't gonna do this. I said, you better be careful. Amen. Because just as soon as you get it in your mind you're doing pretty good, the devil's going to slip in. Amen. And make a mess. Amen. That's all he's about. He don't want you. He don't want me. Amen. Ain't nothing he can do with us anyway. And by the way, he ain't the second highest power the church is. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, amen, children, and the church. Amen. Bible says these three agree, amen, in heaven, amen, and we're left here. But I'm glad we've got the Holy Ghost. I'm glad, amen, that we've got the Son.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And the Bible says if you've got the Son, you've got the Father also.
Right.
And I'm glad of that. Church, listen, our battles sometimes are great. It's not a time to say, well, I can't. Amen. And leave our keys on the key rack. I've got a place I have to put my keys now. Because if I lay them anywhere else, Kevin, 2 hours later, I forgot where they're at. I forgot where I've laid them down. That's the truth. Amen. So I come in the evening, amen, kick my shoes off, take my dinner bucket to the kitchen. I walk by the where I got my keys and I put them there. I'm so used to where I put my keys, sometimes Karen will put hers in my place and I'll hang mine in hers. There was one time I got all the way out the truck that morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Got out the truck. Tried to start the truck and it wouldn't start because I had her keys and not mine. Didn't even look at them. It won't work. Got to use your keys. Amen. Children, listen. Amen. This is a wonderful place. Amen. Press forward. Amen. There's always room. Amen. Don't never get content. Amen. Press forward. And if you've got lost people coming, don't be discouraged. It's in God's time. Amen. But I'll tell you, when God gets in arrangements, they'll move. I'm not going to tell you everybody that comes through them doors is going to find the Lord, because they probably ain't. Because it's their choice, not yours.
You're right.
Amen. But we need to make it where they have to choose. Amen. That's what it was for me that night that I got saved. Finally, I went on back to church. Amen. Me and Karen went. Amen, children. That night I sat down about midways in the church, his little bitty country church. Amen. I done heard the preaching the night before. Amen. My heart was done convicted. And I had an older brother, amen, that come with his in-laws, and they began to sing. Amen. And that brother of mine, he come, amen, they sung us just one or two songs. And he come back there and fell about my neck, weeping. And the whole time he was there, I was already shaking. Amen, from the power of God, it was shaking me visibly. I could see it. Brother Kevin, he never said a word to me. He just fell about my neck. God knows what we need. And he'll give us just exactly what we need. And from that, I made my way to the altar. And I said many times, and I believe I said it earlier, I don't know how long I was on the altar. I asked God to forgive me of everything, and there I was. I still lost. You say, well, brother, the Bible says repent. Yeah. There's one more thing you got to do. Amen. And sometimes the repenting is very little and the other's great big. And it come to me where the scripture says, believe in thine heart. Amen. Then it goes on and says, a mouth confession is made unto salvation. But it says, you got to believe.
You're right.
And I remember what I told the Lord almost 40 years ago. You know, we sang the song, I may not know the day nor the hour. Amen. That's kind of true. I remember it being in June. I don't remember the exact day. I remember it was on a Sunday. Amen. But I know what God done for me that night. And I said, Lord, if you save me, I didn't say, Lord, if you will save me. I said, if you've saved me, raise me up. Next thing I remember, I was on my feet. Praising God. And I want to tell you something. Amen. They didn't have to drag it out of me. When I got the opportunity, I told them, I said, the Lord saved me. Amen. And I want you to understand that. The reason I share that testimony, amen, and that a lot of times, amen, children, I know that some people, they think, well, he's crazy. I know that. It don't matter what you think. It's what I know. Amen. And I want to tell you something. It ain't going to matter what I think when it comes down to time to,
right.
Amen, go enter into heaven. It's going to be what you know.
Right.
Amen. Sure. Brother, amen, I felt enough spirit in here. I know that they've got to be God's children in here.
Yeah.
Amen. But don't take my word for it. You better know for yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. Children, that praise God, because there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day when there's going to be a separation.
Yep.
Goats and sheep. Amen. And praise God, the ones on the left are going to hear the words, depart from me. Ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. You ever thought about that? Never knew you. God knows me because the church prayed for me and lifted my name up. And he called me. Amen. And now me and him have a personal relationship. I thank God for that. I thank God for your attention. Amen. I want you to know something. Amen. I appreciate this church. I really do. I ain't been here. I've not been here without God blessing. Amen. Encourage you. Don't forget to bring your keys. Amen. And not only in the church service, but wherever you go. Because we hold the keys. Amen. We're the ones that can bind up or we can set free. Amen. We can be the very one that old rotten, drunken sinner, somebody mentioned, down the road gets saved. I'll tell you this little story and then I'm going to hush and I'm going to turn it back over to Kevin. I started pastoring this last church. Amen. There's a little woman up there. Her husband was quite a bit older than her. And he was a drunk. He was an alcoholic. And she come faithful. Come. Amen. And kept coming. And right up to about the time he got sick, got throat cancer. But before he got that sick, before I think he even noted, we was up there working at the church, and he come up there drunk. And I want to tell you something. He didn't want to hear about God. But he come up there and he said, Ben, will you come to the house and talk with me? Church been praying. I went down there and talked to him. It didn't change. It went on a little while longer. And he began to explain to me why that he was mad at God. Listen, it don't do no good to get mad at God. And I'll tell you this, amen, if you're mad at God because of some reason, and I could go into a lot of things, amen, be careful. Because if you look closely, you probably got in a situation because of a bad choice, a wrong decision. Now, people don't like to hear that. But it's the truth. Amen. Anyway, he got sick. And he called for me again. I went down there and I visited him several times. And then he told me that he'd got right with God. Amen. Then wasn't many days he went to Cincinnati to have surgery. Never come home. He died the day of the surgery. God can change things. And we're to never give up. We're to always trust God. We don't always see the things that we want to see. And sometimes we don't even get to see them saved at all. But God will give us peace in that. Amen. When we've done all we can do. Carry your keys with you. Amen. Keep them there. If you want to sing, sing. Listen to what I'm saying. Amen. Brother, I can't sing. It don't matter. Let everything have voice. Praise ye the Lord. When I first got saved, got in church, there was a little old woman. She brought her son, brought her to church, and her other son was handicapped. I never did hear the boy speak. And I'm telling you, this boy was about 6'4". He was a big guy. But she'd come to church, and sometimes the preacher would say, "Has anybody got a song?" And she'd say, "Yeah, I've got a song." She would come and sit down on the altar. Now, to say that she had a pretty voice, I can't say that. But I want to tell you something. When she sung, the power of God come down. And that's where it's at.
Hey,
amen.
Right.
It ain't in good speech. The preacher don't have to have a good speech.
Right.
The singer don't have to sing pretty. All it takes is obedience to God. And maybe you've got a testimony and you can't speak. You wouldn't know it, but when I was young, to speak out in class, I couldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. I know that seems impossible. But when God gives you a desire, listen, God don't give you nothing that He won't be right there with
that's
you.
Exactly right.
And that's a fact. I thank God for your attention. May God bless you. I hope you see all of your lost saved. Amen. That's my prayer. Remember me and Karen? I've always felt, I believe August will be 3 years that I've not pastored. And I've even told Karen before I quit pastoring that church, I said, the Lord's going to give me a break. I don't know why I believe. Yeah, I do now. I needed it. I was getting wore down. But I'm ready again. Amen. So help me to pray that God will put me where He needs me. Amen. And give me the strength to be what I need to be. Amen. I thank you for your attention. I thank you for your hospitality. And I appreciate you, Pastor, a whole lot. Listen, I've got to see him start from when he was so nervous he couldn't hardly hold his Bible still. And he's become a real man of God. Amen. And I love him. Amen, very, very much. And I'm glad that my son gets to work with him. Hey, there's nothing better than being able to work with Christian people. That'll keep you strong. Amen. Why do you think Lot vexed? Is because he went to a place he didn't need to be, first
that's
of all.
Right.
But it was in the world. Church, we go to the world, they're going to vex us. You better be strong if you're going out there. Young people, don't run off to college. I'm going to California. I'm going to Florida. Don't do that. Because if you're not strong enough, they're going to chew you up and spit you out.
Right.
I've got a niece right now. I know that she was brought up in church. Won't have nothing to do with her mama right now. Hold something against her. And if she thinks that her mama treated her bad, she should have been raised in my household. Just ask my boys. I didn't let them by with nothing. Amen? So be careful. And if you're going to do it, you better be strong enough. And I'll tell you something else. If you go off to school and you don't find you a good church, they'll get you anyway. That's a fact. I thank God for your attention.